Bian Kabuta's treasury partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions joining us on the line. Rand gains ground on weak U.S. data as attention shifts back to U.S.-China trade dynamic. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
All right, so where are we? So we are gaining some ground. That's good news, right?
Yes, we have gained some ground against the U.S. dollar and all other major currencies following the slurry of poor data that came out from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that has basically caused the market to expect an additional rate cut by the Fed. And obviously, once that rate cut takes place, with South African having firstly debt denominated in foreign currency, that will ease the debt obligation on South Africa. But it also tends to weaken the currency of the underlying country where the rate cut is implemented. So that will put pressure on the dollar. And we're already seeing markets pricing some of that in with the dollar coming under pressure.
All right. So, is that likely to, this trend likely to continue now?
Howard, I'm of the opinion that there shouldn't be a rate cut at the moment in the Fed. If you go and you look at growth numbers and employment numbers, you can see that there is still a solid footing taking place in the U.S. jobs market. So if you look at unemployment, we are at the lowest in 50 years. And then GDP is still at the 2% mark. So personally, I don't think they will cut unless we actually start seeing a drop below that 2%. However, we have seen them cut previously, so who knows what they will be up to. But for the time being, it is really good news for the currency.
Absolutely. All right. So where are we starting and what are the ranges today?
We start at 15.07 against the dollar, 16.55 against the euro, 18.58 against the pound, and 4.33 against the shekel. There's no real data coming out today, but we will be shifting our focus to the talks that we are retaking on the 11th of October between the US and China. And hopefully we can see them reach some sort of agreement. And that will also assist South Africa to gain some momentum and assist the global economy to actually have certainty as to where we are heading the rest of the year.
Absolutely fascinating. It's 8 minutes past the hour of 7. I'm Howard Feldman.